At 11:04, this is WHYY News from Philadelphia. I'm Kenneth Burns. More police officers patrolled parts of Center City after a large gathering of teenagers at Dilworth Park over the weekend. According to our news partner 6ABC, three people were arrested for gun possession, robbery, and disorderly conduct. Seven others received citations. More were arrested Monday when groups returned. Delaware retail marijuana sales hit a record $5.6 million in July, but 13 months after the market opened, revenues are far below original expectations. WHYY's Chris Barris has the story.
There's 14 former Delaware medical dispensaries selling retail bud, gummies, and tinctures. 30 more retail-only stores have been authorized, but none have yet opened. Deputy Weed Commissioner Paul Hyland said financing has been an issue for many prospective retailers, but a Sussex County store called Mint Cannabis will open within days. He added that restrictive county zoning that has limited locations has been lifted.
It's slower than we would have liked, but the process is working well. The framework is strong.
Over the 13 months since the launch, average monthly sales have been $4.5 million, leaving Delaware far behind neighbors New Jersey and Maryland in per capita sales. Zoe Patchell of the Delaware Cannabis Advocacy Network said residents will keep traveling across state lines as long as prices are higher in Delaware and more retailers aren't open.
The revenue is woefully under projected conservative estimates, basically because this is not the market consumers want to utilize. We certainly expected some growing pains, but we never expected to be nearly 2 years behind initial implementation.
Delaware taxes retail marijuana for adults at least 21 years and older at 15%. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.
Forecast for the afternoon will top out in the mid-80s, mostly sunny for the day today. Partly cloudy tonight, going down to the mid-60s. More sun tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s. Right now, 76 degrees at 11:06.